Ralphie Radio Show. Each and every Friday, we check in with Life and Style Weekly to recap the week that was and find out what Life and Style Weekly is covering in their latest edition. One of the scene queens, Jordy Lippe, joins me now. Hi, Jordy.
Hey, how are you?
I am great. Excited for the weekend for sure, and excited for, of course, the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Some drama surrounding Natalie Portman and her child, correct?
Absolutely. Well, it seems like everyone in Hollywood's pregnant right now.
Right.
But Natalie Portman seems to be having potential issues coming up. As you know, she has been with her fiancé, Benjamin, for a very short period of time, and more than one person has told Life and Style that he may just be a social climber, so she may want to watch out.
Oh, we've seen this time and time again. You think people at some point would get the hint or figure out like what's really going on, right?
Apparently he keeps on moving up, and even the New York Times kind of quoted him as being very crafty in his social life.
Wow, yeah, we're going to cover like that in the Times, and yeah, hello, Natalie Portman, wake-up call. That's a tough situation. Though, especially with her being pregnant and everything. What else has Life and Style been covering this past week?
You know what? Everyone's talking about The Bachelor. Have you been watching?
You know, I have not. You gotta understand, I'm on at night. It's tough for me to watch late night TV.
That's okay. Well, that's why I'm here.
Exactly.
So, this season, Brad has already said that he is going to propose at the end, but this year, it is the most expensive ring of all time for all of Bachelor.
How many dollars put into this ring?
Let's say it's worth about $90,000. This lucky lady will have not only her prince, but she will have a nice diamond to go along with it.
I wonder if they end up like divorcing or not going through with the marriage if she gets to keep the ring.
I would hope so. I would like to. Oh, I know that.
I'm sure you would, Jordy.
But that could be some contention right there because he might want to keep it and maybe return it from the cash himself.
That would be a great cover story for Life and Style Weekly. I could see it now.
Absolutely.
Right.
Hey, I'll take it off their hands if they need it.
All right, hey, catch up with the latest, of course, in newsstands now, Life and Style Weekly. Jordy Lippe, one of the scene queens. Hey, Jordy, thank you again so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.